I got my ass eaten at the Bass Pro Shop.
And all I got was this cool total eclipse of the butt. I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And we're back. We're not dead. We've just been really busy and tired and old. Unfortunately, you can only do so much podcasting before your lungs fall out. And that just happened to us and you had to regrow them.
Because your larynx ever ache and you're like, feels like rain.
Yeah. Only my knee does that.
It's my sinuses.
I still can't believe how I, like, just randomly hurt myself at FC. And it's just like, you know, once you get past a certain age, you'll just like, oh, I hurt myself doing this mundane bullshit. And then it never gets better. It's like, fuck, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
So
I cracked a rib straining on the toilet.
You know, I was trying to suck my own dick and...
We were way too old to try that.
Oh, I know. Like, at TFF, it was the most just out-of-pocket fucking thing. There was this gaggle of younger furries. And I say younger. There was a guy who was like, he was 19, he said. But these guys are all like half my age. And they were talking about sucking dick. And this one guy was like, I can suck my own dick. And they were like, prove it. And they were like, I'm not going to drop trow here. I'll get arrested. It's like, don't actually drop your trousers. Just show us you can do it. And he's like, okay. And he fucking folds himself in half like a taco. And I'm like, wow. And they were like, you should show us this later. And I'm just standing there looking at my watch waiting for the elevator like, holy shit, kids these days are talented.
Like, dude, you should get an OnlyFans.
Yeah. That was a fun little anecdote because, yeah, we haven't recorded since Fiesta, I don't think. It was fine. 8,000 people. Everybody's heard the mess. The baby went away the Monday after we memed it into oblivion. So good job, guys.
Yeah.
My department went fine. That's really all I can say. Like, it went off. It happened. It wasn't.
It's 2 weeks at this point, so you're kind of over it. You're just like, it happened. 8,000 people, whatever. Actually,
it's been over a month, I think. It's been several weeks.
No. TFF is like the... was like the 13th to the 15th or something. Okay, so
like 3 weeks ago.
It's like 3 weeks ago.
Still, yeah. I've slept since then. It was fine.
Yeah.
Next on the horizon is Anthrocon. Let's go for that one next.
Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Show some books. Ooh.
Ah.
So today was the eclipse. And we got actually really lucky here in Dallas.
We really did. Yeah.
It had been cloudy all morning.
And all the reports and everything from before the eclipse were saying there's going to be cloud cover. Dallas is probably not going to be a great place to see it. On my end, so our friend Buck, who's editor for Fur Planet and sales fur behind the table with you, flew back over here. And he and Tyrod were like, we're going to drive somewhere to see the eclipse. And his partner, Wu, had flown to another city in Texas where his family are. And they were going to meet up in, like, Texarkana. So they drove out to Texarkana, and it was still cloudy. And they end up close to Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And they pull into, like, a middle school parking lot. And there's already, like, people there with, like, lawn chairs and shit like that. And it was at the corner of Wolf and Sunshine Road.
Nice.
Which was sort of funny. But yeah, so they drove about 4.5 hours outside of Dallas. Ajax and I walked out the front door, looked up, and was like, oh, well, the sun's right there. It's bright as fuck, and there's no clouds around it. So we can do this here, you know? And
yeah.
They'd left us a pair of the special glasses. And we enjoyed the clips from our front door, and which was good for me because I was actually working from home today.
Yeah.
Actually, so was Ajax. So we watched the eclipse for like 20 minutes and then we went back to work.
Yeah. So basically Panther's like, hey, I'm going to be out of office for, you know, an hour or so around the eclipse. You guys don't expect any work from me from that time. And they're like, okay.
I mean, the people in the building that we work in, the office complex there, set up an eclipse viewing.
Yeah.
So, like, people from all of those companies, like, had groups going out to watch it. So, it's like, this probably happened nationwide. I'm sure some stick-in-the-mud economist will write an article about the productivity impact of everyone being away from their desks for half an hour. But, you know, fuck them.
Yeah.
But no, I know, like, half my office was out there. A lot of us worked from home today because we didn't want to deal with the traffic because of all the extra people in town. And so I know we all took a break to go and watch the eclipse. So.
And like City Addison had a total eclipse in the park.
Oh, nice.
And they had flyers, they had signage, they had a countdown clock on the main, on Beltline off of D&T. They really threw their backs into this, and it was looking pretty cloudy, but right at the...
I'm glad it paid off.
During
then, yeah.
the totality, the clouds opened up, and people could see the sun, and it was great, because then the sun went away, and you could see the ring of light, and the prominences through the mountains of the on the edge of the moon. It was really quite cool.
Super fucking cool. And I have to mention something Ajax did, because this is totally dog. When it was getting close to the totality, he started playing Total Eclipse of the Heart on a Bluetooth speaker that he'd brought outside with him.
Nice. So,
and the chorus came in like right as it was becoming full.
So for us, Panther and I went outside, and because we were getting our stuff together, Adam immediately was like, ooh, involve me, I'm coming too.
Yeah, he knew something was up.
Yeah, he knew something was up, so we hook him up, take him outside, and we're, you know, hanging out by the car. He immediately goes to my car thinking we're going on a road trip or something.
Right.
But one of our other neighbors saw us and wrangled us over to hers, and she had gathered a number of our neighbors all together, and they set up lawn chairs and stuff, so we had a little neighborhood viewing party. She had baked cookies that were half chocolate, half sugar cookies, so they were eclipse cookies.
Nice.
Like, a couple of our neighbors
seen a few people doing
wandered
that
by, and they were like, oh, I don't have any glasses, and we had spares, so they could hang with us and see the eclipse.
Yeah.
It was a nice, very pleasant time. We got to see that. Adam got a little bored, and he thought the shadows were scary.
Aww.
Because the shadows are weird, and he's a dog. He's never seen this shit. And
yeah.
So he's like,
yeah.
That shadow looks spooky. Why is it spooky? Fuck.
I didn't remember to, like, look at the shadows of the leaves or anything like that, because I know they do weird shit.
Yeah, you get weird crescent-shaped shadows. It's really neat.
Yeah.
Because when we had the partial eclipse back here in October, like, we were able to observe it. We didn't have the glasses, but we basically used one of Panther's lenses, camera lenses, onto a piece of paper to see.
Oh, you did the reflecting onto a paper thing.
So right. So we don't, you know, don't burn your eyes.
Because,
unfortunately, there are very contrarian people out there. And a number of them are like...
Did you see that screen cap from Facebook?
Well, I've seen several of the people like, oh, when the government tells me not to do a thing, I'll do the thing. No, God designed your eye. You won't get hurt. You should do this.
And yeah, yeah, that's the one.
The fourth image is Google searches for why does my eyes hurt?
Yep. And it, like, it's spiking over time as we got close to the day.
It's like, why does my eyes hurt? Well, because you're staring at the sun thinking that God will protect you when solar radiation doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I saw that. It was really cool.
I should ask my anti-vax sister if she remembered to vaccinate her eyes with special glasses.
She just smears some ivermectin on it. Now her eyes won't have worms.
Oh, my God.
It'll take care of the brain worms. But yeah, my parents actually went out to the Fort Worth Zoo today.
I'm sorry, I was just like, I go out there, she has no eyes, and she just goes, we're going, we don't need eyes to see.
Yeah, Florida?
Oh, it'd be Florida? The hell at Event Horizon?
Same thing. Same diff, really. Yeah, Fort Worth Zoo was like, hey, come out and see how the animals react to the sun going away. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the animals really didn't give a shit.
It would be, okay... In my mind, immediately, hilarity is just the animals just completely fucking lose their shit and just, like, storming the gates. And there's, like,
jumping out of
a tiger ate a whole kindergarten class. The pink flamingos have gone cannibal. And
don't even ask me about the otters.
So speaking of that, the comic artist, Kurt Busiek, posted this to Blue Sky, and I boosted it. It is one of those situations where the headline is terribly mismatched with the picture. And the headline was something about new pelvic exams are coming soon. And the photograph was two otters playing under the water. And he had commented, like, God, I hope not.
Yeah, well, what they're going to do is you're going to get to experience otter space.
Mm-hmm.
They're just They spread you open. Otter slips, slides right in, takes a look around.
And then they use their little hands to remove any tumors. They just rip them right out of your colon.
You know, they use otter-assisted IUD insertion. Any uterus havers just cringed.
It's OI. It's otter intelligence.
Hey, you can search for anything and find an AI article for that's just written. That's absolute horseshit. But, like, you can search for terms like, many people are asking about otter fisting or whatever. And, like,
and Google will, like, there's apparently, someone was telling me there's these systems that will, like, immediately fucking spin up a website to answer whatever question you have, run it to Google. So, like, you'll actually get, like, a Google hit on something ridiculous like that. And it will just be restating your question four times in different ways, and that's the article.
Yeah, the AI stuff, put in any question, and it'll just fuck with your brain. Though, in other good news, though, a lot of our friends, they got really good shots. The guy's up in Oklahoma, they got some good footage.
Oh, dude, Togo has a fucking red film camera.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I cannot wait to see that video. So, well, no results for Can I Fist an Otter? The results are petting the hands of an otter, and there's something called fleshing otters, and then there's otter skinning tips on the fur handling forum. I know, right? I'm like, you know what? I regret Googling that for entirely different reasons than I thought I would. I mean, I was ready for the regret, but...
yeah, don't need that shit.
Yeah.
In the last couple weeks, like, there's been a lot of...
Sorry, I just read the fucking screen cap you sent me.
Yeah, it made a whole webpage for that. It has multiple headings.
Oh my god.
You can ask Google any question, and then some AI slot machine will spit out whatever you're looking for in bullshit terms and repeat itself 45 times and serve you a bunch of ads.
Yeah.
For a Klopflock brand, like otter fisting gloves, you know? Mm-hmm. It's all made up.
For KY Lube for dogs.
Yeah. No, that was Astroglide. Because April
Fool. Oh, it was Astroglide.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so fucking funny. God,
it's hilarious how they got so much shit for that April Fool's joke.
And it's still up. They didn't just delete it after they had to be like, guys, it's a joke about lube for dogs. You fucking freaks.
Like, how many people horrified thinking it was real? And I'm just like...
Well, you had, really? Funny people making jokes about it. You had furries getting way too offended on it. Like, it was a real, just absolute shit show of a post. And I, honestly, if I had been their social media manager, I would have been like, well, that fucking sucked and deleted it. But clearly, I'm not a social media manager for a bottom-tier lube that sold at Walmart. So,
Yeah, but that contract's big.
Oh, I'm sure. But, like, I personally wouldn't put Astroglide near my genitals, let alone anyone else's.
Or your dog's.
Yeah. We have good lubes now. And if we need veterinary lube, it's called J-Lube. And you can make a slip and slide. And kill yourself accidentally by spilling some in your tub.
Yeah, it's like, are you over 30? You're not allowed to use this anymore.
No.
Those bones won't grow back.
Other than that, like, there hasn't been a lot of furry stuff that I've been keeping up with, though we do have a couple of bits of good news.
Yeah, yeah. So, I heard the bad news, and now please share the good news.
So, the bad news was that Motor City FurCon had another bomb threat called into them, and they had to evacuate again. This is the second year it happened. But they're now saying that they actually have a suspect in custody in California for doing that shit. This isn't the first person who's done swattings to go to jail for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person got arrested, but there was another little shitheel who was swatting people from his parents' house, and he has gotten himself into some deep trouble.
That kind of thing is you're not allowed to have a phone or a computer till you're over 18 or something.
Well, no, I they should charge that guy as adult, because people have died because of that shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, swatting is, like, that's fucking serious shit.
Like, it's horse shit, and the cops are all too happy to come out and bring their big guns to maybe they'll shoot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the good news on that front. Like, for MCFC, that there's a dude who got arrested for it. Throw the book at him, throw him in the ocean, draw him and quarter him, and put him in a blender, feed him to his parents. You know, that type of shit. really just get ultra draconian for that type of nonsense.
You were bad parents. You raised a shithead.
Enjoy the smoothie.
God, if you have to eat your child was a real punishment if your kid's fucked up, I think people would pay more attention to their kids.
Yeah.
Although there was that one situation, I don't remember what it was. So it was a school shooter situation, and they ended up charging the mother, right? Yeah. And she actually is doing time because for like not securing the firearms properly and not, you know, training the perpetrator properly, and you know safe and sane use of them.
And that was a real mess. But the other thing that was good, there was a bill in Arizona that was going to require ID verification for this huge amount of websites.
Yeah.
Including E621, which, you know,
is based in Arizona. So it's not like Pornhub, which is not based in Texas, and they could just cut off all the IP addresses to Texas, and then, you know, people just use VPNs to get it. No, this was the state they're actually based in, so they would have had to have either moved or shut down the site.
Yeah, because any type of age verification for websites is horseshit and shouldn't need to be done.
Because that's a parenting issue. Yeah, it's a parenting issue, and it's going to put an undue burden on the companies, because then they've got to pay these age verification services, and I'm sure they all pop up as these laws are popping up, and who knows how good their security is. Are they deleting people's personally identifiable information after they've confirmed that the person is 18 or over? We don't know. You know, are they holding on to that information so they can sell it later to marketers or whatever?
Or like, hey, we're going to use this data to be like, this person's a deviant. They looked for step-sibling porn on Pornhub, or they looked up some real spicy tags on E621. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, Governor Katie Hobbs of Arizona vetoed the bill.
Yeah.
Like, it had passed, and the letter is very simple. It says, "Today I vetoed House Bill 2586. The legislation goes against settled case law. Children's online safety is a pressing issue for parents in the state. While we look for a solution, it should be bipartisan and work within the bounds of the First Amendment, which this bill does not."
Mm-hmm.
That's settled for now, though they will try. But basically, the end goal of conservatism is to ban all pornography. Like, they want a Christian theocracy that bans pornography and makes everything queer as count as porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. They really, really, really are trying hard to squeeze onto the power and shove the rest of us adult queers back in the closet, which you don't put that toothpaste back in the tube.
I mean, if people have tried, that's a tag on E621.
Yeah. So E621 is safe for now, which is fine. Like, people are like, oh, well, I don't like them because of X, Y, and Z. Shut the fuck up. This affects everybody.
Yeah, that's not... You can have your reasons for not liking them, but that's not the actual point of this argument. Yeah. It is much bigger than this one website.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you they are not the only porn site operating out of Arizona.
Yeah.
So it affects all of that and also sets an unconstitutional precedent that would one day make it to the Supreme Court. But the SCOTUS right now is badly leveraged again in favor of conservatism.
Yeah.
So, like, this would fuck shit up.
Texas is doing its shit. Kansas was trying to do some shit that was like, oh, if more than 25% of your website counts as what we call porn, then it has to be blocked in the state type shit. People are like, all right, well, you know, there goes Reddit, there goes Twitter, there goes everything under the sun that isn't like Jesus Camp, the website.
You think Twitter is over 25% porn? I mean, I would think it's, you know, like 60% anti-Semitism and racism.
I'm sure that they could probably wiggle it out because, you know, Twitter is an insanely right-wing shithole now.
Yeah.
So they would probably give them a buy, but it doesn't matter.
Like, yeah.
It's horse shit, and it's anti-freedom, and nobody should be cheering for websites having to do age verification for any reason, short of, like, you know, the baseline porn website stuff. Because it's like, oh, you know, kid's going to click through that shit anyway. When I was a kid, I was looking at porn I shouldn't, because I was a kid with the internet, and everybody fucking does it, and...
Well, I didn't, because I didn't have the internet when I was a kid.
But I'm just saying that, like... Putting all this onerous bullshit on everyone else is when the parents need to actually say, Hey,
kid. Oh, wait, I did look at porn before I was 18 because I'm from the porn log generation.
Yeah. I had porn logs. One was a log.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones weren't. But it doesn't matter. But it basically, like, kids are going to be horny and find this shit, and punishing the adults for kids doing that is horseshit. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's not surprising that some of the biggest consumers of porn are the southern states. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Texas is one of the top consumers of trans porn.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Because I was just going to say, one of the southern states, one of their top searched ones is interracial porn.
Yeah.
In an area that is extremely racist.
Humans' psychosexual makeup is all kinds of fucky and weird. You know, nobody really fits into the boxes. And if you try to put yourself into a box, you end up fucking up in weird ways.
Yeah, like, once you realize you're queer and you accept it and you move on from that, it is so much nicer not having to worry about fitting into that heteronormative box.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh, speaking of which, check this shit out.
Yeah, you got a little bit roughed up there, Fuzz. What happened?
Just some love bites.
Just some love bites. That's what I thought. I'm like, either, because if you were like, oh, I fell, you'd be in a lot more like, ah.
Oh. No. I'm like, no, check this out. It goes out of my fucking chest. Nice.
That's cool.
Consenting adults.
Nom nom nom.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, it really does fall on the parents to not try to shove everyone else back in the closet. It's not going to work.
Stop being fucking weirdos about sex. God, it is normal human activity. You know, it's literally our biology. Like, not everybody does it, and that's fine. You do you. But telling people that they can't or that they shouldn't, yeah, you know, especially from religious reasons, it's bullshit.
Thing is, people have been making porn for 13,000 plus years.
Yeah, like our oldest cave paintings are of porn.
Yeah, or big titty women and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Guy fucking a donkey on a cave in France.
Wow.
Yeah, 13,000 years old, guy fucking a donkey. People have been doing all sorts of things for a really long time.
I've just invented yiffing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first artistic work, like, of imagination is a 30,000-year-old lion man.
The lion man, yeah.
So, you know, furries, I would say furries have been around forever, but, like, humans doing weird horny shit has been around forever.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen some of the, like, Greek plates in that they have in, like, private collections?
No, I haven't.
Like, giant conga lines of dudes fucking in a circle and all sorts of nonsense. They were having fun back then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all this fucking return nonsense. Oh, return to Greece and Rome. And it's like, what, pederasty? Treating women as nothing, you know.
Or as property.
Fucking whoever is good as long as you're on top. I mean, that's some weird sexual ethics there, buddy.
Yeah.
Frotting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thigh jobs. All sorts of fantastic ancient Greek practices that can be fun, but, you know, let's keep our current set going and not do the...
Let's get weird with it.
Yeah, you should.
Not the pederasty part, but, you know. The conga lines and the thigh jobs, sure.
Actually, someone in the chat mentioned that they'd been having some conflict and about, like, their own sexuality. It's like, you know, I don't know what I want. And it's like, well, I mean, do you want to talk to us or you want to talk to a therapist? And they're like, well, I should probably talk to a therapist about this because it's really messy and weird. And I'm like, well, there's a group called ASECT that you can talk to.
Oh.
It's AASECT.org, but they specifically specialize in handling, like, sex-related issues that you would need to go talk to them.
Mm. I saw the cutest webcomic the other day. This is two dudes hanging out in, like, a dorm room or something. And the fox guy is laying on a bed and he says, I think I might be bi. And our lizard guy just kind of has this look and he goes, you still like guys though, right? And he's like, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. AASECT is American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. They do a licensing. They're like a sub-licensing thing. Like, you take their classes and you're like, all right, you now know how to talk to people without being a weird freak about it. And there's actually quite a lot in Texas alone. Because I was curious, because I was giving this advice and being like, well, are there a lot? And I'm like, well, in Texas, just looking for therapists, there's like 7 pages of people
most of the time their work is just sighing deeply and walking someone through how to set up a VPN so they can get to Pornhub.
Yeah, or, oh, you like this thing? Yeah, that's kind of normal. Is it causing you distress? No? Okay. Are you going to hurt other people about it? No? Okay, well, that's just how your brain is. Figure it out. Which is pretty much what they would tell you. So yeah, there's like 7 pages of sex therapists. Carrollton, there's a couple in Frisco. Like, they're around. So, I mean, if you need to talk to a professional in a non-judgmental way, you know, asterisk, because who knows if they are or not, you have to go feel them out. But these resources exist, rather than, you know, the internet's conception of therapy, which is the go be told you're a sinner and get fixed. You know, they expect, you know, anybody times like, oh, go see therapy. It's just like basically a kind way of people saying to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Like, stop being how you are and fix yourself, because they have a very weird religious view of what therapy is.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you go...
But I'm glad sources like that exist. Yeah. If you're in a self-harming mood, reach out to people like the Trevor Project, or if you're trans, the Trans Lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good resources.
Yeah, and it's good to know that those resources are out there, because people get hung up on just weird shit sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, this happened at Fiesta, and it seems very silly and vanilla to me, but to this person, it was very serious. They had purchased some manga at the vendor hall, and they were like, oh, don't judge me for this, okay? And he sets the books out, because he was getting stuff out of his bag, and it was some manga that was like a boys love yaoi manga, but like one of the dudes was a giant and the other guy was normal size, so there was like some size diff, and that was like it.
Right.
And we were like, oh, honey, this is like baby's first...
Pat their pod, be like, this is a safe space.
Yeah, well, I literally said, no, this is not a judgmental zone, and that is, like, so vanilla. Do not worry. And he was like, oh, thank God. And I was like...
You were in a video gaming room at a furry con.
It's like, dog, it's 40. Fine. I've seen everything. This is nothing. Yeah. I don't care. Like, they can suck and fuck and bite each other. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm very cavalier when it comes to that.
I've seen photoshops of Goatsy on the Tannhauser Gate. Yeah. I've seen everything.
So, I saw a...
There's already Eclipse art of that.
Well, I'm sure there is, but this is actually related to somebody made like, oh, we're doing a further variation upon the Progress Pride flag. Except they sort of made it so that it was just Goatsy. So they had like double chevrons with the intersex circle in the middle. And I'm just sort of like, someone just needs to go in and add a gold ring to part of the rant, and you've got a Goatsy flag. And I'm like, God. I'm pretty sure that version of it was just a shitpost. But yeah, I saw someone make a Goatsy out of the Progress Pride flag. Not what you want to like envision.
No.
That guy actually died, by the way.
Wait, the guy that designed
No, the Goatsy guy.
Oh, the Goatsy guy.
Yeah. I guess he just stretched himself inside out. I don't know.
I didn't know
that was one of those like internet unfun facts that I came across the other day.
Oh, I didn't even know that the person had been identified. Okay.
I mean, it could be horseshit. I don't know. Right. That's like the people who post about Tesla Cybertrucks crashing, breaking their legs. Is it verified? No, but I'll believe it.
Right. Yeah. You
know, though, speaking of those guys, like, there's been lots of high profile like failures of the things. And it was noted today that on the Tesla website that delivery on all vehicles has been pushed back to 2025 or later.
Wow.
So, like, people are like, oh, so the last one for this year has been made. And someone was like, no, this is, like, the last one ever probably has been made. Because they've been such an enormous piece of shit for them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw videos of some guys taking their truck out to the dunes and jumping it. Now, this is a... fucking heavy vehicle to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
So any sort of jump is going to jostle some stuff loose. But these guys jumped over a dune and left parts behind. Like, they destroyed their radiator. They lost some trim pieces. They cracked their windshield. They lost, like, they loosened the front right quarter panel type shit. Isn't
this literally why we have dune buggies? So yeah. You could do that shit?
But they market it as this apocalypse vehicle that... like, shorts like out Mad if you Max drive through a puddle.
Fucking, yeah. Because, like, in theory, in the world of Mad Max, you're not worrying about those rust spots.
Yeah. But you're also not having a charger to charge your truck up.
And these people posting pictures of like how proud they are to get like 6 bags of soil from Home Depot in the trunk, and someone's like, my fucking Geo Metro can do that.
Yeah, my little V-Dub Rabbit could do that. Its seat's folded down.
Mm-hmm.
I did Furry Fiesta in my little rabbit a couple years back when we were at the Intercontinental. I didn't have to go very far, so I had to make like 3 trips, but I did it.
I drove up and down a mountain in a fucking Plymouth Neon.
Nice. Yeah, I wouldn't want to take a Cybertruck really. Well, I want to take a Cybertruck anywhere, but
right,
you
yeah.
know, these guys, they go out to a beach, they get stuck. They drive through a big puddle while going mudding, and their car shorts out and shuts down.
I really can't see one of those things mudding like some of the big normal trucks I see yeah. around here. Like when you see like a Dodge Ram that's absolutely filthy, or just like, oh, they went mudding. I can't imagine a Cybertruck handling that or surviving that.
I did that shit in an S10 once. We were lucky that we got out of that lake.
Okay, so what's an S10?
The Chevy S10 was a light truck like the old Rangers.
Okay.
So like, think
90s trucks?
Yeah, 90s trucks.
Right.
The smaller versions of 90s trucks.
Mm.
But they still had a good bed size, but they were a little bitty.
Okay.
Not the fucking child killers that we have today.
Right, like, yeah.
Even the smallest Ranger that they sell today is bigger than my parents' like 2006 full-size 1500.
Wow.
So
you could like put your... Well, I was going to joke and say you could put your 90s truck in the bed of the trucks today, except that the beds are not actually that much bigger.
Yeah, they're really not. There's these websites that do comparisons mm-hmm. where it's like, compare these two vehicles, and it's just insane the difference. Like, you can have Panther's little bitty car, and it like fits within the wheels of some of these larger trucks. Like, oh,
so it's like that National Lampoon movie where Clark gets underneath the fucking log hauling
yeah
big semi. Yeah.
Don't do that, kids.
Oof. No,
just seeing those things knock themselves apart by just bumping over a curb.
And the one guy having a, like he was like, I'm taking my Cybertruck for its first wash today and like hope it survives or something like that. And he had put like duct tape around the fenders and yeah. stuff to like just in case that, I don't know, the mighty car wash blew a fender off or something.
Yeah, they put like painter's tape over the panel gaps, and it's like, what?
You should not have to do, like, any prep to take your car through a car wash.
Also, so this is unrelated, but also very funny. Uh-huh. President Biden today put out a post. It's like, an eclipse is worth marveling at, but don't be silly, folks. Play it safe and wear protective eyewear. And it's President Biden standing on the balcony wearing protective eyewear with the caption, don't be silly. Because there's that...
That famous picture of Trump standing next to Melania looking right into the sun.
Because there were those folks that were like, God has designed the eye. You'll heal you from your thing. Looking at the sun gives you power from God's love. And
mm-hmm.
then the search terms are, my eyes hurt, goes up. There's lots and lots of good photos from today.
The one of the Memphis pyramid is really good.
Yes. The great pyramid of Memphis, Tennessee, the Bass Pro Shop.
Yep.
But there was this really great shot. You shared it, and I shared it into the podcast chat.
Mm-hmm.
Of like the crescent, where it's like the tip of the crescent is touching the top of the pyramid. It looks really cool.
Yep.
And everyone's like, oh, wow, it's so amazing. Where it's at? It's the Bass Pro Shop that used to be a stadium. Like an indoor basketball stadium or something.
Yep.
That was great, though. It's a really good photo. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just like,
man, that Via Getty takes really good pictures.
You know, we're not going to get to see it again right here until 2099.
Uh-huh. I'm ready, man. Let's go.
Like,
I hope it's not a cloudy day.
Well, like a couple years from now.
I hope the acid clouds clear enough for us to
emerge from our bunkers,
yeah.
Be like, ah, before the sun tried to kill us every day, we will be protected mm-hmm. for this 3 minutes. Otherwise, we will catch fire once
remember,
the sun
returns. Wear your safety glasses, tap up your O2 canisters before going out to observe the eclipse.
Make sure you've got fresh water, because you don't want to have to drink your own recycled piss.
And wear full protective gear, because the air will melt your skin.
Yeah.
Who knows where we'll be in 2099.
Well, someone mentioned that there's going to be the next, there's going to be a totality event in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt in 2 years' time. And I'm like, I don't want to be anywhere near that part of the world, actually.
Oh.
But if there ever gets to be one over the Grand Canyon, I will be there.
So I did see there's a website where if you want to recycle your eclipse glasses, you can mail there. Donate used eclipse glasses. It's eclipse23.com. And what happens is they send them to school children in South America where they're getting an eclipse in October.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, you don't just throw them away. You can send it there. Send them there if you want.
Because people were looking for them, like, up until the last minute. I was lucky because, again, Tesser gave me three pairs.
Yeah, I think Tiernan and Buck had bought like a couple of packs, so they decided to leave like one each for Ajax and I.
So they're these little like 3D. They have like a polarized strip in them, and
it's really wild how like you cannot see fucking anything at all once you're wearing the glasses when it's fully eclipsed like that. Like it was totally black.
It was kind of cool because at one point the sun was not in totality yet, but I put on my glasses and I looked straight ahead and it was, the sun was shining enough off a car across the way, bright enough to actually show up as like an orange shape in my vision. So I was looking straight ahead instead of up at the sun. And I'm like, the fuck is that?
Oh.
I'm like, oh, it's just that car. Oh, geez. Ow. I looked over those glasses, looked over my glasses and they're blinding myself. Ow. But yeah, that was really cool.
I got my new computer set up. 128 gigs of RAM.
Yeah, new fancy machine.
Quite a step up from 32 gigs of RAM. So now Photoshop and InDesign start up like that.
Nice.
All my files are on M2 drives, so file access is super fucking fast as well. And I was able to transport my DVD writer over from my old computer, and that still works.
Because, I mean, modern PCs don't have those anymore.
You know, it had a bay for it, and I was like, hey, Why would I throw those out, you know? And what I didn't know is that we have a combined four of them in the tech closet. And apparently we have, like, six monitors in the tech closet. It's like we had rehomed a bunch of them a few years ago. And then, like I got that new wide curved monitor. And I know Tyrod upgraded his existing monitors to use my old ones because they were larger. So that's two from that. I don't know how the fuck we ended up with six spares.
I mean, that's how it is. When I had to go looking today to try to do this, I was trying to do this backup strat for the 3DS because that turned off.
Oh, right.
And we had multiple SD card readers just lurking around.
Hmm.
Like, we have multiple USB CD drives that are rewriters as well.
Huh. I got one of those.
They're a little bitty guy, but handy. Yeah. We don't need CDs that often. So it's just like, oh yeah, I just pull it out and plug it in. It just sits on top of my PC case because I have a front that's basically all fans. It's like three large fans on the front.
That's what mine is. It's three large fans and then the bay for the CD writer.
Yeah, and it and then has all, a bay.
It's got USB ports on the top and a shitload of on the back.
But because of how the intercooler is installed, I can't use that bay if I wanted to install.
Oh, okay.
Because I had to basically almost install it backwards. It works, and it keeps the temperatures inside down. Mm-hmm. It's just I had to do it in a different weird way that would preclude using that bay.
Right.
So it's a good thing that I have the external one.
Because
occasionally it's like, oh, here's a CD. The fuck do I do with that? But then, like, sometimes you got to back up your physical CDs because of bit rot.
Yeah.
So, like, I had one of those old-ass, you know, the CD cases that had, like, it'll hold 50 CDs in it.
Right, yeah.
All the little, like, double-sided with the soft inserts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of these CDs are from the mid-90s.
Yeah,
Backing them bitches up because, well, they just rot, you know.
And physical like modern forever, laptops, like the MacBook and a MacBook Air, don't have a drive. And hell, the ThinkPad I have for work doesn't have a physical drive either. So for anything like that, you need an external USB one.
Yeah, and
it will work with this because the one I've got has got like one of those cords that's got like an A cord, but it also has like a little C connector sticking out the side of it.
That's good.
So you could plug it into the C.
Yeah, I have Mine is a double A USB-A connector, but I've got two USB-A ports on top of my PC, so I don't have to do any, like, stretching. It just right on top.
Yeah, that'd be handy. What's nice about the new one is, my new computer, is that it has no fans on the top. It's just completely smooth, so I could just, if I plopped one of those down on the top and plugged it in, I wouldn't be, like,
impeding
any air movement or anything like that.
See, the thing that's got me in the past, though, like, you have to stand up and look, because both of the USB slots are in line with the reset button, and they're next to each other. So I have literally gone, like, I need to plug in this thumb drive, and, like, boop,
reset my PC, button.
And everything gets grumpy at you, like, you shut down without... And it's like...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm running off of SSD, so it's very fast to reboot, but it was one of those, like, I was in the middle of something, goddammit.
Yeah, like, if you had, like, a game running or something, you just logged out, fuck you.
Yeah, sorry. It's like, oh, sorry, I was in the middle of tanking a raid. Sorry for everybody else, ripped to you, sweaty. what happened? Bloop! The tank disappeared, and now
I still remember monsters. That old story you told me, that you were in some online game, and it was a group thing, and you weren't having any fun, and you muted yourself, and then told Panther, "Hey, can you go bounce the router?
Yeah,
and then we can go out to dinner or something." Yeah,
we went to dinner and watched a movie.
Yeah,
that was the end of my raiding career in WoW. You're fighting this stupid vampire bitch in the Blood Wing of Icecrown Citadel. And I was one of the healers, and motherfuckers just couldn't do what they were supposed to do. And they were, like, yelling at me. And I'm like, you're just not in the right spots. And, you know, just raider bullshit. And that was the night that I quit raiding.
The night I quit raiding. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Tyrion's about 5 miles away, and I don't know if he's coming home with other people.
That's fine. Or not. And we've got like 47 minutes on the raw here, because, you know.
Yeah, I figured we'd make this a short one to make up for not recording on Friday night.
Yeah, that's how it'd be sometimes. Out there.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, we're still around. We're not dead. Like, obviously, the best places to find us, or at least me and Shiva, is the Telegram fan chat. Like, we're active on Blue Sky to a degree.
Yeah.
But, like,
I'm just Fuzzwolf on Blue Sky.
I'm posting cute shit and retweeting fun stuff, like POV, you are a french fry, of Adam.
Yeah, that was cute. That was cute.
We cooked burgers the other day, and he was like, why is there only two? What the hell, man? So he was being very vocal.
Yeah, that was that video you sent me, right? He was like super vocal, yeah. It's
like, you need to give me this burger. I'm like, you just had food. He's like, yeah, but you have a burger.
Yeah, you have cooked meat. I'm ready to evolve.
Yeah. All right, so, again, yeah.
This is why we came to the Human's Fire in the first place.
40,000 years is why you need to give me french fries and burger. Like,
very true.
40,000 years of evolution. I used to be a wolf, goddammit. And now look at me. I'm a foot tall.
I think that's being a little generous. But.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. Southpaw's cast on Patreon. Find us on... There will be a link to the show notes for the Telegram group. It's not safe for work, but it's good conversation. And it's the easiest way to get in touch with us. Because fuck Twitter. So, on that note, good night.
And bye, books.
For planet.com.